For years, Somalia has been called a failed state. Piracy, poverty, and terrorism have been problems in the country for a long time. But recent improvements suggest that the country is taking steps toward lasting security. Here again is Mario Ritter.
Somali officials say a stronger economy is extremely important to peace. Last week, Somali officials traveled to the United Arab Emirates, hoping to attract foreign investment. The event, called the Somalia Investment Summit, was held in Dubai. The goal was to present Somalia as a good place to invest. Somalia is dealing with the effects of a 20-year civil war. Foreign intervention is the main cause of increased security in the country. Over the past year, African Union troops helped drive Al-Shabaab militants from major cities, and international naval forces have sharply decreased pirate attacks. But Ali Mohamed Gedi warns that the results of these efforts could be temporary. Mr. Gedi is the former Prime Minister of Somalia's transitional federal government. He says poverty must be ended. He says poverty is the reason young people join Al-Shabaab.
If we create jobs for them, I believe that they play a role in the stabilization and the security of the country.
The chairman of the Somali Economic Forum, Hassan Dude, agrees. He says the pull of illegal activity, such as piracy, is strong when there are no jobs available. He says attracting investment to Somalia now, while security is improving, is very important.
I think what the international organizations and international community is starting to realize is that bringing troops to Somalia will not be the answer to this problem. When people have jobs and you know, better life, of course, they will be less likely to get in trouble.
Although conditions in Somalia are improving, safety threats remain. Somalia lacks a central government. Corruption is common, and the workforce is largely unskilled. These problems concern possible investors. Also, there are no secure legal safeguards for foreign investors. Hirsi Darir is chief executive officer of the Dahabshil Bank, which operates in 130 businesses in the country.
Investors are a bit afraid of actually going to situations like that, but there's a huge opportunity.
Somali officials are preparing legislation to create investment safeguards, and increased security has led to a growing number of foreign investors. Currently, the United Arab Emirates, Oman, and Yemen are the top investors in Somalia. I'm Mario Ritter.
And that's our program for today. We hope you continue to invest your time in As It Is and other programs from VOA Learning English. I'm Jonathan Evans. Thanks for listening.